Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 25th edition. We got a measly six-game slate on tap tonight. Six games. Pitching's not great. It's going to be fun. But hey, bright side, we had a big night in the Quick Hits world yesterday. Saw some nice, nice green screens, especially in the FSD Slack chat. We got some in the TQE member Discord as well. Saw some plus 200 scores. Pat DeDong, or Paul DeDong, triple DeDong at night. It was beautiful. So many good things. When the ownership came out about an hour before lock, I mentioned the Cardinals on the pod. I mentioned them in my batter breakdown write-up. Once I saw where the ownership was, I said, that is your low-owned pivot. And boom, shakalaka. Jordan Lyles just isn't that good, folks. I'm sorry. I got to tell everyone that showed me a lineup yesterday with Lyles in it, all I said was, I'm not on Lyles. I'm never going to ever talk anybody off a player they like. If you like a player, go for it. It's baseball. Anything can happen. You guys listen to the crazy punts I throw out here to you. Anything can happen. I was not on Lyles. I just don't believe in his stuff. You know, if he's facing a Padres team or a team with a ton of strikeouts like that, sure. But the Cardinals don't do that. They're heating up, which I've talked about. There was a lot to like there. So, fun night around the diamond in the Quick Hits world. But we got, again, six games on tap tonight. If you want to check things out at thequantedge.com, I highly recommend it, as football is rocking and rolling and cranking up. Preseason is like a week away, I believe, with the Hall of Fame game. You got some of the best preseason DFS players in the planet over there from Power Hour DFS. Hodge and Proctor are going to carry you through that. And then the season's going to be awesome. Elliott's got a great crew together again. More awesome new tools. It's like state-of-the-art, don't-get-them-anywhere type tools. You can get everything. The optimizers, the tools, the articles, the member Discord, the works. For $149.99. And when you use promo code Bubba, you get MLB free for the rest of the season. So I highly recommend checking it out. If you're playing NFL DFS this year, go to thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba. Buy the NFL season package for $149.99. Get the rest of MLB free. It's a $50 value at thequantedge.com. All right. Six-game slate on tap tonight. There's two day games. We're not going to worry about those. But you got there's three day games. You got Yankees, Red Sox, total of 11. Twins, White Sox, 8.5. Indians, Royals, 10. Orioles, Angels, using a spot start from Jose Suarez for the Angels to be determined. That's going to be a high total. Rangers, A's, 9.5. Tigers, Mariners, Wade LeBlanc's opening. Van Hagen was horrible for the Tigers the first time he's pitching. Total should be rather high. I'd say 9 or higher. So we're going to have a lot of offense. As you'd expect, the pitching is absolutely disgusting on this six-game slate. Let's break it down. You have three guys over 10K. There's only one guy I'm using. If you want to get weird and you want leverage, you can pay up for Lucas Giolito at 10-9. He's been a little off of late. He's still been good. You know, 26 points last time, but then 12, 1.6, 22, 14, 10 in his last like five or six starts. He hasn't been that straight dominant self. And he's facing a Twins offense, so he's faced once. Five innings, one hit, no earned, 4Ks for 23 points. This is a Twins offense that is white hot right now. White hot. And I'm not getting in the way of it. So if you want to use Lucas Giolito as a low-owned GPP-type pivot, I got no problem with it. You can definitely go there. But their offense is hot. They have a 4.55 team total against Lucas Giolito. That is rather high for the highest-priced pitcher on the slate. So I'll pass on Giolito, but if you want to be really weird, I have no problem having you go there. I'll go to Jose Barrios in the same game at the Chicago White Sox, $10,600. He has not been electric versus the White Sox. He's averaging 17 points per start versus the White Sox. Always better at home than on the road with Barrios. But it's all about GPP upside here. He's been off of late too, but the way the White Sox strike out, you saw what Zach Gallen did last night, what Caleb Smith did the night before, but then they had that Garrett Richards start the night before that. The strikeouts were there, but he gave up some home runs. So it's kind of hit and miss, but they do strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got 22% K rate, 41% ground ball rate, and a White Sox team with a 3.9, basically a four-team total, lowest on the slate. So something to definitely check out there with Jose Barrios. Lefties 303, righties 304 against Barrios. And the White Sox have a 310 WOBA and a 155 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Barrios at 10-6, he's my guy up top. I'm not going Tanaka versus Boston. I'll pass on that one as that slugfest will unfold. So I got Barrios up top if I'm going all the way up. After Tanaka, it goes from 10-1 to 8,200. And that 8,200 is Jose Suarez at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Suarez has been very, very hit and miss. 12.47, 15-7, 13-15-14 as a spot starter in his time with the Angels. Getting the call back up from AAA to pitch tonight. And he's got tremendous upside because it's the Baltimore Orioles. A team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 25% K rate for Suarez, but gives up a lot of fly balls, a lot of hard contact. So keep that in mind against the Baltimore team that does have a little bit of pop versus left-handed pitching, but not as much as you'd think. Like Mancini's good, Renato Nunez hits him good, Hanser Alberto hits him good. But as a team, Baltimore only a 307 WOBA and a 164 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Like they got to Robbie Ray because Robbie Ray couldn't keep him in the ballpark. Lefty's hitting 272, righty's 350 off Suarez in a small sample. So it's going to keep your eye on Suarez, see how things look. At $8,200, so the upside is definitely there. If you don't want to pay all the way up, there is something to like there at $8,200 with Suarez. No hiding that at all. After Suarez, it's ugly again. I'm not going to go Brett Anderson off the IL versus Texas. You could if you have to, but I'm not a fan. I dropped down to $6,700 Adam Plutko, and this is scary because last time, his last start, he threw seven innings, two hits, one earned, a solo shot, and four Ks for 20 points. Versus the Kansas City Royals. Well, he gets him again this time around at Kansas City this time. And I mentioned how righties can hit him extremely well. Hunter Dozier loves hitting right-handed pitching. This is risky as hell, but on a slate like this, Plutko at 67 is in play again. The only other pitcher I like on this slate, he's coming in after the opener for the Mariners, is Wade LeBlanc at $5,800. 11, 1, 14, 7, 20, 29 is what you see with LeBlanc. So he's got tremendous upside. It's also super, super risky at times, but he's facing a Tigers team that strikes out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That's the kind of stuff you target. He's got an 18% K rate of his own, a 40% ground ball rate. LeBlanc at 58 is definitely in play for me tonight against those Tigers. Lefty's 315, righty's 355 versus LeBlanc, but similar to the Orioles versus Suarez, the Tigers versus left-handed pitching, a 314 WOBA and a 151 ISO just isn't good. But the moral of the story, I gave you four pitchers. It's bad tonight. It's bad. If you're paying up, I'm paying Barrios. I can understand if you want to go Giolito. I'm not going to tell you not to, but I want Barrios. Then it's Jose Suarez against Baltimore. It's Plutko versus Kansas City. It's LeBlanc versus Detroit. That is how bad it is. That is how bad the landscape is tonight. Like in reality, I could see myself making a Suarez-LeBlanc lineup and walking away. Just getting all the bats in the world. That's how bad things are tonight. Speaking of how bad they are, let's go to the bats, because there should be a plenty after looking at this pitching. You got Mitch Garver versus Giolito. I'll probably pass tonight, but you can slide down like an Omar Narvaez versus Verhagen, who is a mess. He walks a lot of guys, gives up a lot of hard contact for Detroit. Seattle will definitely be a great play tonight. Lefties were hitting 452, righties 389 off Verhagen in a small sample, but you got a Mariners team with a 330 WOBA and a 197 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So yeah, they're definitely a good look for you there. But farther down, if you need to save some cash, you got like the likes of Roberto Perez, who's been really quiet of late for Cleveland. He gets Montgomery and then another long reliever for Kansas City. So there's definitely some things to like there. See who's catching for the Angels, because Jimmy Yacobonis is pitching and he is dog manure. It's either Yacobonis or Eshelman. Either way, the Angels are in play. So just keep that in mind. You can get a cheap Angels catcher out there for you. Josh Fegley versus Jurado is very good as well. The A's have a 5.4 team total. Lefty's 337, righty's 355. Moral of the story, at the catcher's position, if you just want to punt, there will be plenty of punt options, or at least low 3K options, once we see lineups come out. Heading to first base, mentioned E5, loves hitting home runs off righties. He went to Pound Town again yesterday. He's 5,400 tonight, but he's averaging 14 over his last 10. 21, 14, and 10, 0, 14, 20 over his last six. gets Ricky Porcello, who's been absolutely horrible. Yankees 5.16 total, lefties 349, righties 316 off Porcello. So E5 in your GPPs is in play for you. But if you're saving a few cash, like $700 cheaper is Matt Olson, who is just having a great season. It's all GPP with Olson, though, because 3-23-07-5-8. You really got to pick your poisons, but a great matchup for Jurado at home for 47. You can definitely go there. If you want to go a little different, Trey Mancini versus Suarez at 43. If you're not using Suarez, you can definitely go to Trey Boo Boo in his matchup. Moreland is off the IL for Boston, but Dan Vogelbach at 42. He is a monster. He's GPP because it's 28, double dong night. 0-0-0, 36, double dong. 0-0-8-0-0. It's all or nothing. But in that matchup tonight against Van Hagen and the Detroit bullpen, Vogelbong, Vogel Beast, Vogel Dong at $4,200. Very, very much in play. Again, if you're not using Suarez, Renato Nunez crushes left-handed pitching, averaging 9 points over his last 10. 2-23-17, 4-18-10 over his last 6. He's 4,100 there versus Suarez. Definitely take a look at him. If you do want to fade Plutko, I gave you the stats last time out. I don't have it in front of me right now, but righty, he's given up a lot of loud contact right-handed pitching. Kansas City's team total is 4.8. Lefty's 296. Righty's 313. So you can go to a Chesler Cuthbert at 39 if you want to save some cash. Not sure what you're saving it for on this slate, but you can definitely do that. Then other than that, it's just getting weird type stuff. Austin Nola, if you start in a first base, GPP only for Seattle. That's very, very weird if you want to go there. Other than that, you're paying up at the position. This is an ugly slate. Ugly slate. Second base, LeMahieu versus Porcello at 54 is great. Whit Merrifield's not bad. I just try to make it to LeMahieu if you're going to spend all the way up. Otherwise, you got like switch hit Danny Santana at 49, very, very much in play for you. Or Ruby Odor. He's been showing some pop versus lefty. He's been showing pop, period. 3 straight games with the long ball, 18, 35, and 22. Couple zeros of 14. Ruby's a very streaky hitter. He hits, even though he's got the power versus righties, but he can hit lefties just fine too. So Ruby Odor at 42 could be a nice GPP play. Few others to take a peek at. You got Brock Holt at 3,600 against Tanaka. If you want a piece of Boston for cheap, you can definitely go that direction. Don't hate that at all. Jason Kipnis at only 35 is worth a look as well. Luis Rengifo at 35. But Hanser Alberto loves hitting lefties as well. He's second base, third base eligible. $3,400 for the Orioles, 2-3-20 in his last three. Still hitting 306 on the year. So when you're talking punts, that's a very solid punt. And then Harold Castro at 33 for the Tigers, second base outfield eligible. Another punt you can find if you need one at second base. Third base, LeMahieu again at 54, but Rafael Devers at 53 versus Tanaka is oh so tasty. Or save a little cash, go to Matt Chapman at 48 in a GPP. The A's do have a 5.4 team total. I said Yankees 5.6. A's are right there. Lefties 337, righties 355 off Jurado. Jurado's very, very bad. So Matt Chapman at 48. Nice pivot up top. Is everyone's going to want to go Yankees, Red Sox? Like, I want Rafael Devers. There's no hiding that. If you're a regular to the show, you know the love I have for Mr. Devers. But Chapman at 48, very, very much in play tonight. Hunter Dozier, good GPP play at 47. Jose Ramirez stole another bag last night. He's 4,600. Keeps getting it done. Don't hate him. He's still not getting the love ownership-wise you would expect. If you aren't using Barrios and you want to get GPP value, Yoan Moncada's there at 42. If you need to, Chesler Cuthbert, again, 3,900. Worth a look for you in his matchup. But overall, it's Hanser Alberto at 34. And then if you want some savings, I know it's Whistler, the righty starting, but then it goes to a lefty, LeBlanc. Jaimer Candelario, who's been pretty decent since coming back from the minors, he's a switch hitter. He's $3,400 if you want some savings there against Seattle. And then Marwin Gonzalez at 33 versus Giolito for some savings as well. I wish there was good pitching because there's actually value I don't hate on this slate. The pitching is just that freaking bad. My God. Shortstop. Maybe you leave some cash on the table. I don't know. Shortstop. Xander Bogaerts at 52, but Didi at 49 I absolutely love. Look at the price bump, folks. It happened. He's been 39 forever. He jumps $1,000. He had 24 more points last night, 46 the night before, a couple zeros, 14-12, 222. The dude's legit. He's up to 49. Still a great play tonight. Sliding on down to like Jorge Polanco at 45, you can go there. Marcus Semien at 43 has got some upside for you. Nico Goodrum at 4K is not horrible either. But like J.P. Crawford, solid look at 3,800 versus Van Hagen in that Detroit bullpen. He's putting up 9, 9, and 10 in his last three at $3,800. Definite upside for you there. Mentioned Rengifo earlier at 3,500. A couple options for you. And then if you need to get really weird, you shouldn't. But Ryan Goins is 29, getting every at-bats for the White Sox. Heading to the outfield, you got Trout at 57 against, oh man, that Orioles team. That's going to be at least one homer, if not two. Aaron Judge is okay. Mercado, Betts versus Tanaka, Merrifield. Aaron Hicks is a great play. If I'm playing 5,000 or more, it's Mike Trout, it's Aaron Hicks for me. Those are the two I'm going with. Trout at 57, Hicks at 5K, 21, 23, 0, 18, 9, 6, 21. Hicks is swinging a really good bat, getting Porcello tonight at 5K. I like that discount for him. Ramon Laureano at only 49 versus Jurado, really solid play for you there. Otani will be back in the lineup with the DH tonight. He's 4,900. So if you're going to save some cash, you better spend it up here in the outfield, I have a feeling, because there's some bombs over Baghdad's coming down your way. If you need to get different with the Yankees, Michael Tauchman's 46. I mentioned him yesterday. He got you 19 more points. 19, 16, 15, 18, 4, 26, 14, 10 over his last nine. He has 10 or more in seven of his last nine games. He's been very, very good for the New York Yankees. So Mike Tauchman at 46. People might remember us using him earlier this year. Went back to the minors. He's back playing great. Yeah, Jorge Soler at 45 versus Plutko. That's got some appeal if you're playing Kansas City. Max Kepler, Eddie Rosario at 4,400 each, both in play for you in their matchups. Cole Calhoun at 44 coming in with a really, really hot stick. 26 more points last night, 28 the night before. Back-to-back three hits games, back-to-back two doubles, back-to-back home runs. He's really swinging it good those last couple nights, and he gets a very bad Baltimore team. So Calhoun at 44, not too shabby at all. Benintendi at 43 has got some appeal. Mentioned Trey Mancini already at 43. Like him quite a bit if you're fading Suarez. When you get to the bottom fours and below, though, like Justin Upton at only 4K has got some big-time upside against that Oriole pitching staff. You got Castellanos and Goodrum at 4K each in their matchups. Nomar Mazara is heating up a bit. He can hit lefties okay. He's 3,800 at some value, actually, in that matchup. JBJ at only 36 versus Tanaka, if you need to go there, has got some upside as well. It'd be nice if Chris Davis ever hit the ball. He's only 35 versus Jurado tonight. If you want to get weird on a GPP, I don't hate it because we know one of these days he's going to wake up, and that's a phenomenal matchup. You got Marvin Gonzalez at 33, Bubba Starling at 33 as well, if you need to get different somewhere else. But overall, pitching is bad. There'll be offense for days. Recapping the pitching, they got Barrios up top, Suarez of the Angels, Jose Suarez, Plutko, LeBlanc. I think I'll probably just go Suarez and LeBlanc and call it a day, but it's really, really bad. If you need some bats tonight, the Angels versus, if it's either Eshelman, Yacobonis, anybody from Baltimore, I don't care. The Angels are a smash spot tonight. They are a great spot. Late night hammer spot on the six-game slate. Big fan of them. You can go Seattle versus Verhagen, Detroit, and that bullpen. Verhagen's been horrible in a small sample. Seattle hits righties well. I think the Angels and Seattle, they should be popular. It's a six-game slate. But I think they'll be like the least popular of the big chances tonight. So I don't mind those. Both late-night hammers on the West Coast. The Yankees will be super popular versus Porcello. It's a great play. I don't hate it at all. They'll just be uber popular. That's why I'd pivot to Seattle or L.A. I like L.A. over Seattle, but those would be where I'd pivot. And then I also like the A's a lot against Jurado. So three West Coast teams. I'll take all of them over the Yankees for some ownership. Because the Yankees and Red Sox, they have the two highest totals on the slate. They'll be the popular plays. Give me Oakland with the third highest total. Give me the Angels. Give me the Mariners. We're waiting on their totals. They'll be high as well. So I'll go those routes when I'm building tonight to try to be a little different. And then if I need to go somewhere else, you can look at Cleveland versus Mike Montgomery, Kansas City versus Plutko. I look at those two teams in that matchup, preferably Kansas City, because I think Cleveland will be really, really popular as well. So give me the West Coast late-night hammers. That's where I'm going tonight on a six-game slate to be a little different. Let's check out your BVP and wrap this bad boy up six-game Thursday slate. The Red Sox love Tanaka, by the way. J.D. Martinez, 8 for 18, two doubles and three homers. Benintendi, 8 for 25, two doubles, two homers. Devers, 5 for 11 with a double. Mookie, 14 for 43, five doubles, two homers. Moreland has two homers. Chavis has taken him deep. Bogaerts 11 for 38, two doubles and a homer. Brock Holt's even taking them deep. They're hitting 285 as a team with a 354 wOBA and a 220 ISO versus Tanaka. They love them some Masahiro Tanaka. Edwin Encarnacion loves Porcello, 14 for 47, six doubles and three homers. Brett Gardner, 17 for 58, five doubles and two homers. Judge is taking them deep. Didi's got two homers. Hicks, three homers off of Porcello. They have a 343 wOBA and a 211 ISO versus Porcello. Two highest totals on a slate. They both love the opposition they're facing. That's going to be a fun one. James McCann, 6 for 15, two doubles and three homers off Barrios. Something to keep in mind there if you want to get really weird. Kepler, 5 for 10 with a triple off Giolito. Other than that, there wasn't too much when I peeked at this last night. Elvis Andrus, 10 for 30, two triples and a homer off Brett Anderson. Ramon Laureano's 3 for 4 with a double off Dorado. But that's it. That's quick hits. That's a quick E. That is the epitome of quick hits. Six-game slate. Rocked and rolled. In and out. Again, if you want to join the quantedge.com, get a $50 package. MLB free if you buy the NFL season package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. Again, that's buy the NFL season for $149.99. Get MLB free for the rest of this season by using promo code Bubba. Also, if you get a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. But go check out FantasySportsDGens.com. Everything's free over there. The Fantasy Sports DJs Slack chat, the works. Bench with Bubba 191 Monday night with Bat Flip and Bubba. The first episode there was awesome. Go check that out. We got, I recorded two last night. Episode 192 with Matt Bowie of Raz Ball. They got the Raz Bowl coming up. We previewed the AFC and NFC North for the fantasy football season. Also recorded 193 last night with Jorge Montanez of the Bases Loaded podcast and Fantrax.com. Previewing some more Week 17 fantasy baseball action. So go check all that out. A lot of great stuff coming up. The NASCAR boys are rocking and rolling, getting ready for this weekend, and much, much more. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 25th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.